living with my sister and her husband at the time. They got a, it was a big house, 14 rooms, but they divided it into two flats, top and bottom. And my sister had the top half. And I went to live with her because my husband had been killed over Germany before my son was born. And I was living with them. And then on the 8th of December, we had a V2 rocket in the back garden. And I'd got my son with me then, of course. And it blew the house completely in half. Unfortunately, little baby Carol was in the back half and she was killed. The only one in the whole of the big expensive V2 rocket that killed an 11-month-old baby. But when we got, finally we got out, I managed to get Robert from the other room. He was in the front room. I managed to get round Stonehouse. I can't remember how I got him out. But I got him with me and I thought, well, sitting up here, my sister's husband was down below trying to tell the rescue workers what to do. And I was up with my sister, Robert, and myself trying to think, how do I get down from here? And the house next door, which had jutted out, collapsed slowly and slid down. And I was able to edge my sister along and we slid down with the rescue workers holding, helping us. And we got off onto the ground that way. That we got into the hospital, we got into the ambulance, and I've laughed about it since, but I didn't laugh at the time because I couldn't see the funny side of it. But as we were sat there, the postman came round the corner with a handful of letters, and he just pushed his hand up to his head like this, scratched his head, and where am I going to put the letters? You know, it was really funny that. I've forgotten half the story. What else